A joint statement released by the White House, Sudan and Israel on Friday said U.S. President Donald Trump, the head of Sudan's Sovereign Council Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, Sudanese Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu held a joint teleconference call that same day in which Sudan agreed to normalize relations with Israel. Hours later, President Trump informed Congress he intended to remove Sudan from the U.S. list of countries that sponsor terrorism. Some Sudanese official describes the decision as historic, ending years of hostilities between the two nations. Speaking to Al Hadath TV channel last night, Sovereign Council member General Yasser Al-Attar confirmed that normalizing relations with Israel was one of the conditions set by the U.S. government to delete its name from the list of countries that sponsor terrorism. He says normalizing relations with Israel will not harm any country because the decision was taken after lengthy discussions about protecting the interests of the Sudanese people. He says years of extremist policies have negatively affected the Sudanese people.
We are compelled to choose this and we know nothing will harm our people. We have been fighting along our Arab sisterly countries on many war fronts since 1948 to regain our rights. But now we have come to a conclusion that all the Arab nations are not in any form of war with Israel.
Sudan's Justice Minister Nasruddin Abdul Bari issued a statement on Saturday saying building ties with Israel is legal and falls within the mandate of the transitional government, which is enshrined in the constitution. He argues the constitutional document does not place restrictions on the government exercising its authority to set and administer a foreign policy, nor does it prevent the establishment of relations with Israel. Both Attar and Abdul Bari say they believed improved relations with Israel will benefit Sudan economically. Mubarak Al-Fadil, chairman of Umma Party Reform Faction, welcomes the move. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus, Al-Fadil says Sudan is an agricultural land and Israel has pledged to support Sudan with new agricultural technology, which will boost local production and improve Sudan's economy.
Sudan needs very much advanced technology in agriculture and irrigation, especially that Sudan is an agriculture country with vast arable lands amounting to 200 million acres that we only now cultivate 45 million acres with very low productivity and high cost.
Al-Fadil says he believes Sudan has now joined a regional political coalition with an aim of fighting terrorism in the north and the Horn of Africa. He says Israeli flights can now fly straight through Sudanese airspace to southern Africa, West Africa, and South American countries.
Trips to South America from Israel could be reduced by four hours by flying over Sudan. Also, Israel could benefit from Sudanese meat and Sudanese agriculture produce. We used to export Sudanese seeds to Israel in the 50s. So this could also be resumed.
Sudan was put on the list because terrorist leaders, including Osama bin Laden, were given a safe harbor in Sudan. Bin Laden lived in Khartoum between 1991 and 1996. Al-Fadil says since Sudan will be delisted from the U.S. list of countries that sponsor terrorism, the Israeli government should now work with its allies in Europe and other countries to support the transitional government in Sudan so it can rejoin the world's financial system. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.